Hi, this is Bob Williamson. I am. I've given my testimony so many times, I cannot remember. From Anchorage, Alaska to Key West, Florida, and hundreds of points in between. I've spoken in prisons, rehab clinics, homeless shelters, and numerous churches, spiritual retreats, fundraisers, and even some government functions. As I look back on that part of my life, I remember that in nearly every audience, there was someone who got up and left as soon as I began relating the early days of my life prior to following Jesus. I always looked upon these people with sadness because they missed the best part of who I am versus who I was. I decided early on to be transparent about the depths I had sunk into in my life, to demonstrate the power of God to transform lives. My message was clear. If I could be transformed, anyone could. The book I wrote, Miracle on Lucky Street, was written the same manner. Same with Words for the Day. I know many people who have things of which they are deeply ashamed in their past, but they keep it buried, deep. I think they fear what others might think about their former lives or some great sin they committed. I always felt that God owned my testimony, and though humiliating to relate that the depravity that I once was mired in to others, I endure it because who am I now, who I am now, without all that garbage in my life, testifies to the glory of God and gives hope to those mired in sin that through Christ it can be defeated. This is not to say I now lead a perfect life and never sin. No one is capable of that. Otherwise, Jesus would not have had to sacrifice his life for our sins. I am, however, forgiven. I say all this today because there will always be a few who will judge you based on your past and not the present. They seem to forget that they too are sinners in need of forgiveness. I love the parable that Jesus told of the shepherd who had 100 sheep who left the 99 to find the one that wandered off and became lost. He rejoiced at finding it. He told that parable and a similar one about the lost coin when there were those who questioned him about spending time with, quote, sinners, unquote. He loves us all, no matter our past sins. The Bible is full of stories of those who once led wicked lives and sinned against God. King David, the Apostle Paul, the despised tax collector, Matthew, Mary Magdalene, and so on. The human race is wrought with sin, and no one is immune. So the question that begs to be answered is, why some religious zealots condemn someone else? God forgave them and shaped them into what he desired. Shouldn't we praise him for it? When confronted with hypocrites who judge, just remember, it is the I am that matters in life. And incidentally, it comes from the great I am. And his opinion is the only one that matters in all of eternity. The past is, well, the past. Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.